So, Brandon, NFL moving quickly on these helmets. You're one of the guys, ostensibly, that they're protecting.
Right.
What do you think about it?
I think it's good. I think that the shots from Sunday were blatant helmet-to-helmet shots. The ones that were finally, that were ruled on. I feel that for the most part, guys aren't trying to hurt one another. But I do think that there are a handful of guys that are trying to knock guys out in that way during the game. So I expect the league to be fair. And if it's called on the field, and then I expect them to be fair with, you know, rescinding the fine or giving the fine and the punishment. So, I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's gonna blow over in a couple weeks, and we'll be able to. It'll be a new subject.
Some of your defensive teammates saying, you know, you taught the game one way from a very young age, and now all of a sudden it's in the back of your head. You might slow down. Do you even care as a receiver, saying this is going to be one more trick?
That's not true. That's not true. Because ever since we're young, we're taught not to lead with our helmet. Period. We're taught not to do that. And the only difference is the picture that we look at on the wall over there that talks about not leading with your helmet. The guy's leading with his helmet into the body of the player. So it's just advanced until leading with the helmet into the head of a player. You know, so, I mean, you're not supposed to lead with the helmet. That's the rule. That's what we're taught ever since we were kids. And you know, we just have to deal with it and move on.
As a good receiver, can you manipulate this rule in your favor?
No. Because most of the times it happens, we are defenseless.
Yeah. Good point.
Is this move by the NFL overdue?
No, I think it's fair. It's just, you know, it's a natural evolution of the game. Things are going to happen. Guys are going to tackle differently. You know, it's just the evolution of the game, and it's the league's responsibility to protect the players, and I think they're doing a great job of it.
When you're gearing up for a team like the Raiders, who have been so consistent versus Jets last
week, been
Baltimore,
so what?
Inconsistent. You don't know what team's going to show up. They've won two games. You play teams that have won five. Is it different gearing up for a team like that?
I think it's pretty safe to say that they are consistent, that they're big, they're fast, they're strong, they're physical. All those things show up every game. And it's usually at some point in the game that maybe tips the motivation to play. But, you know, as far as athletic ability, they have the best athletes in the league, you know, per player. They're the best. And so you just have to try to stop that momentum, stop them from getting on the roll and doing the things that they want to do out there and execute better, protect the football, and that's how we're preparing this week.
Excited to get into a division game. It's taken this far.
I know. Yeah, it's good to get in it. And I think that's the other motivational point, because you could say, oh, they're inconsistent, but at the same time, they're still in the hunt too, you know, just the way our division is panning out. So it's good to finally get a division game and again raise our sense of urgency and try to get back on track.
Second straight week you're going against a team that lets its corners just run with you guys. I mean, they stud up. They think, hey, you get up for those challenges?
I mean, I love it. I mean, that was my first time playing against Cromartie, and this is going to be my first time playing against Nnamdi. So, I mean, I love the competition, and I love the opportunity to showcase my talent. So, it's definitely a game I'll definitely be up for.